Hi, did you know that Apple founder Steve Jobs would soak his feet in toilet water as a stress reliever? I couldn't believe that. I had to research it, and it's actually true. Like, he wouldn't just do it at his home. He would do it at his offices, the Apple offices. So all his employees shit, piss, oh my God. When I read that, I was completely disgusted. Rich people are fucking weird. You can't tell me rich people aren't weird. They're fucking weird. Like you seriously, why would you want to put your fucking feet where everybody shits? Like, his feet must have smelled like pure ass. Like, he probably just walked into the office and all the employees like, yep, he's here. We didn't even have to see him to know that he's fucking here. Like, that is disgusting. And I will say this again, rich people are weird. And when I learned this fact, I was like, oh my God, who would fucking do that as a stress reliever? Like, my God, my day was a piece of shit. Let me put my feet where everybody shits. Ugh. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind a Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So this first band, the music was given to me by River Trash Records. They definitely have amazing stuff that they are releasing, so definitely follow them. Always some good shit on there. I love it. So the band is called Drew the Drifter and the Back Alley Hookers. That's a long band name, but there's a lot going on. I like it. The Back Alley Hookers, like, wow. The album was called The Intimidator. It was initially released as a 7-inch, and now they're going to release it as a cassette. And I love the song. The song is called Bummer Bitch, and it's just fuzzed out, wreck and roll, just rules. It's just like, I love the live aspect. Like, you feel like you're at the gig when you're listening to the song. Like, you feel like you're there. Like, you're standing there listening to them perform. And I love that kind of recording where it's live and you feel like you're there and it's raw and it's not perfect. You know, and the scream just reminds me of my fucking road rage when I'm driving around in my city in Waterbury. I'm just like, fuck you! Like, stuff like that, you know? Like, but it's just super, super energetic. Like, this kind of stuff is, it's interesting. It's cool. And it's from Nashville, Tennessee, which I've driven by there when I went to tour. And it's awesome stuff. So check out the label River Trash Records. Also, this song is called Bummer Bitch, but this song is definitely not a bummer. It's awesome. So this is Bummer Bitch by Drew the Drifter and the Back Alley Hookers. So that was Bummer Bitch by Drew the Drifter and the Back Alley Hookers. And this next band, they're called Undermine. They're from Austin, Texas. They've sent me this song called Fifth Column. It was released on Spotify, so it should be shortly going on to Bandcamp. And I love this song. It's basically, this band is classic punk rebellion with a modern twist. And I love the political aspect, because when you look at their band page, which I always do. I always go on band pages and I look to see, because sometimes you never know. Sometimes there could be a band that leans away. I don't want to play them on my show. But I like their, but I definitely love their message. I love their videos because the videos that they post will have their lyrics of their songs. And it has a powerful message. And it's just basically about fighting back the system, which is what punk is about. It isn't about bootlicking. It isn't about, you know, kissing the ass of fucking politicians. It should be fighting back. That's what punk is. That is what should be done. So I love the message of their songs. I went and I instantly followed him. I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to follow your music and I'm going to follow you guys now. Because that alone convinced me. I was like, that's it. That they get the message. So I love this song. So check it out. So this is Undermine with Fifth Column. You know I'm with the gifts of oppressed. So that was Undermine with Fifth Column. And this next band, they're from Southern California. They're called Spider. And they have an EP that they released called Deathmatch. And I'm playing the song titled Deathmatch. What I liked about this band, I do enjoy the raw sound, but I do enjoy a band that has their shit together. Even when I listen to their other tracks, they sound completely polished, professional. And they've also played with bigger bands. Like, I would glow about this. They played with Iggy Pop. Like, I wouldn't fucking stop talking about that because that's huge. I love Iggy Pop. And Angry Samoans and Flogging Molly, just to name a few. Like, this band, you know, they're gaining traction. And, you know, and just from this song alone, you're like, yeah, they sound like a professional band. Like, they've been doing this for a long time and they have their shit together and they sound tight, which is a great thing, you know, especially when you're trying to break into that kind of scene where you want to have bigger shows and play with bigger bands and professional bands. I mean, that's huge. So I definitely love this band now. Like, I followed them now on Instagram. I just clicked the follow and was like, let's go, bitch, I'm ready. So they're turning it out. They're bringing it, and I love that about them. So this is Deathmatch by Spider. We'll be right back. So that was Deathmatch by Spider. And this next band, I've had them on the show before. They're called the Wavebirds. And the song is called One Click Away. So it's about playing your favorite game for hours. And in this case, the computer game StarCraft, which I haven't played. And I am going into my own world of gaming now. I realize I'm starting to now really enjoy video games. Like I love it. So, and when I was listening to this song, this band makes me smile. Not only are they so much fun and talented, but they are nerds like I am. Like I could appreciate, just bringing the video games into their music, and it's fun. Like it just brings like a side of fun. But not only that, they're super fucking talented. Like they are. They're fucking talented. So give them props. Like they're amazing. So check it out. This song is called One Click Away by the Wavebirds. Music and the labels as well. And for the listeners, you guys are always there listening to the show, listening to whatever I have to say. And also, I've noticed too that more of the same bands are starting to follow each other from the, I could kind of tell that, they're listening to the show, and it's kind of cool to see that connection, especially when they're playing gigs together. I'm starting to notice that more of the bands are starting to play more shows together. And that's what I want. I want to build a community. I feel like the underground punk scene and scene, punk, ska, whatever we got going here, whatever I played you guys on, I want to see more of that. I want to see that unity. I don't want to see that fucking gatekeeping bullshit that I've seen and like, you are not punk. Blah, blah. No, I don't want to see that. I want to see people playing gigs together, helping each other out, just building a scene, because if we don't build one, who the fuck else is going to do it? So I appreciate you guys for listening and spreading the word. I'm just a talking head here. I don't do much. I just spread the word and I just do my, I just do my thing here. It's not a big show. I don't have like thousands of listeners like other people do, but I'm happy with what I'm doing. I feel like I am incredibly honored. And also I enjoy the positive feedback that I've gotten because of this show. Like, I feel like I'm making a difference, even if it's the tiniest little bit, in people's lives, because I want to help you guys out and I want people to know about you guys, trying to spread the word. Because, like, I feel like it isn't about me. It's about you guys. Like, you guys are the ones that are out there busting your ass, releasing music, and also doing it at a shitty time like this, which is even worse. You know, like, it's not fun. I mean, this is not happy times we're talking here. So I appreciate the fuck out of you guys. So I'm going to move on to the last band. They're called Dying Breed. They're from New York City. And the song is called Ed. It was basically a song about Ed Gein. And holy shit, did you guys see that Netflix show? Jesus, that was fucking dark. But this song, it hits as well. So this band is pretty big band. So it has like power hitters from the New York scene, like Reagan Youth, Nausea, Chaos UK, and then Public Nuisance, Hammerbrain, and the FUs. And it's just amazing that these guys got together and created this band. And you can hear them having tremendous chemistry and that sound, that, you know what I mean? That it's just that sound that you get in New York. You can't duplicate that sound anywhere else. You just can't. You could try, but it's not going to happen. So you can hear it in their music. I'm like, you feel like you're walking down the streets of New York City. That's the sound I'm talking about. That's the fucking sound right there. You know, like that sound where you're about to walk into New York hardcore tattoos and you're about to get a tattoo by, you know, and you see Vinny Stigma there, which that actually happened to me. But obviously, this song, you know, it's a dark subject with Ed Gein, but it's an awesome song in general. So check it out. This is Dying Breed with Ed Gein and Brought Out.
Just a crime of all.